Him and Sarah are there. Okay. Hello, everyone. This is a special city council meeting on December 19th, Thursday at 3 p.m. And I'll call this meeting to order. And let's all please rise for a short private invocation, asking for God's blessing on this city and wisdom as our city council makes its decisions tonight. Now, if you'll please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America
and to the Republic for which it stands,
one nation,
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty and justice for all. Getting underway. So welcome again, everyone. And this is item 1D is citizen input. Is there anyone present tonight who wants to address the city council? Okay. I see that all council members are present except for Angel Garza and Mark Snyder. Are they present? Okay. All right. Then I'd entertain a motion to excuse those two council members.
Make a motion. Excuse Angel Garza and Mr. Schneider.
Thank you.
Okay.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Let's move to the approval of our agenda today.
Make the motion to approve today's agenda.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
So let's move to our one item we're talking about today, and we have our Public Works Director, Robin Adolphson, and Cameron Williamson is here with us, the assistant. I forgot your, are we calling you the assistant engineer, or are we calling you the engineering tech?
Want to be specific.
Okay. Well, he's here also because he did a lot of work on this project as well. So, and I wanted to recognize that. So now, Robin, do you want to explain the issue to the city council?
Yeah, we received a grant for the decorative lighting project, which is the decorative light poles and new pedestrian push buttons. So we went out to bid for those, and we opened 4 bids yesterday, ranging from $300,698.62 to $597,000. The upper limit was pre-tax, so I don't know if you guys got the bid summary. It's higher now. It's at $646,915.61 after tax. The lowest responsible bidder was Farmers Electric, and we ran through his numbers. They're all correct. He had a bid bond and everything that we required. We have not verified Department of Revenue or LNI to make sure, but he has done multiple projects for us. And before he starts, we will have that documentation as well as for his subs. So our budget with the TIB Complete Streets and a local match is at $318,229.41. So we recommend that we award the decorative lighting project to Farmers Electric in the amount of $300,000, $698.62. Is there any questions?
How many does that include?
That's the remainder of what was on the plan, and I think there's 20 of them.
20?
Mm-hmm.
What about the replacements?
First. So we already replaced the one at Dollar Tree. That one's, we're waiting for the arms. So the pole is there, but the arms need to be wired in. And that's just going to be, Farmers was on board to do that. It's just when they have the opportunity to do it.
Okay. So when you say 600,000, that was the purchase of the lights? And then the installation cost?
No. So the bid
is 300,000.
Yeah. So we got four bids. The top end bid is 619,000 or 646,915. So that was our range of bids.
Oh, okay.
Question. Any reason why the Farmers Electric bid was about 10% higher than the engineer's estimate by the disparity there?
So we don't have a lot of experience with directional boring. So there was a couple of things that were more expensive. We were just looking at that, comparing our engineer's estimate to Farmers, because there's quite a few things that were quite a bit higher. And then there's things that he's a lot higher. So it just is, the last time we did any of the decorative lighting was 3 or 4 years ago. And so
four things became more expensive.
Yeah. So us trying to project what those costs are, we were off. So
understand.
Mm-hmm. Any further questions, City Council? Cameron, do you have anything you want to add?
No, I think that's about everything.
Okay.
I think our last stretch for decorative lighting, if I remember right, was 2016 or 2018. So that also factors into everything. And right, we didn't have any documented bids like this with the last project that was ran by a previous engineering consultant. So a lot of this was going through different projects and kind of piecemealing it together.
Well, we appreciate you putting the last of this together. Over 300,000, the city received a grant for over 300,000 to finish the project, and then COVID hit, and then we just had a number of different, you know, we had turnover in the public works, and so this is the culmination of 10 years. But at this time, I'd entertain a motion to...
I'll make a motion to award the bid to Farmers Electric.
Second. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. So earlier, Corey had asked me how long ago this when this project started, and we have a little video we want to show you that was at the beginning. This is back when the first block.
Great place. And you know, my grandparents had the Tasty Freeze where Casa Mexicana is now.
That way. And we have so appreciated Sean's advice, his wisdom, his humor. We just are very thankful that Sean is a part of us. And Sean, do you want to share a few words with us?
I think we're celebrating a few firsts here today. I think this is the first time that an impromptu YMCA dance jumped out on Main Street in Ocala. I think this is one of the first of its kind where we blocked off Main Street and actually had a celebration and a commemoration. So just thinking of today and thinking of the accomplishment that we're at in this place, we need to celebrate our victories. We need to celebrate when we accomplish something And that's what this is all about today, and to thank all the people who were a part of it. I remember when Lynette was moderating a group at the Senior Center, and the whole idea behind this was we're trying to establish some kind of a theme or just something that that you would recognize Othello, that it would have character. And if you look at these street lights and you look at these pots, I think this committee and this group has come up with something special. All right? And like the administrator Wade said, that this isn't the end. There's more to come. There's a smaller group up on the stage than there is in the audience. And I want to invite anybody who's inspired by what's happened here with this smaller group to come and join our group, and we'll find a place where you can help. All right? Thank you very much.
Thank you, Sean. At this point in time, we're going to cut the ribbon, and our mayor is going to do the honors there. And once the ribbon is cut, folks, and if the music begins and the balloons are released, then our little celebration ceremony here is drawing to a conclusion, and you will be free to leave. So thank you for coming. We appreciate your attendance here, and
love where you live. Love where you live. Love where you live.
Interesting that that's where it all started 10 years ago. It's taken a long time to get something done and completed, but I want to thank the City Council because you guys never gave up on this project. You continued to support it, and now we're going to finish it. So we're going to finish it with the people that who started it, which was Farmers Electric. They have virtually done all the electrical work on every one of the light poles. And I'm just proud that it's a local contractor and that Caleb Booth and his crew are going to get to finish the project. So if anybody has anything else to say.
Not about the project, but your staff was out street sweeping this morning really early. And the city streets are looking really nice.
Thank you. No further business. I'll conclude today's service at 3:13 p.m.